Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, last week we were talking about that if you don't need a net. If you have a net, you're just conditioning yourself to fall. And we're talking about Nick Wallenda. Nick Wallenda, we didn't have his name at the time. We just knew him as the Christian dude that was going to walk across the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Well, guys, he did it last night.
Yeah?
Did you? Did
not? I had to catch some of it, yeah.
Now, what did you see? What did you catch? Because before you did, let me say this. On one of the channels, or one of the internet pages or whatever yesterday, they actually had a 360-degree page that you could circle around the whole page and see what this guy was going to walk. It was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm probably, you know, I knew it was going to be out, so I wasn't going to catch it. But but tell me, what did you see?
To be honest with you, I didn't see a lot because it was late. And I was tired. There was all the preliminary stuff, you know, how he prayed and, you know, getting prepared for the
trip. Yeah, because he's a Christian.
Yeah, he prayed with his pastor or whatever. And I'd missed the actual event.
You missed the actual walking, okay.
But I knew it was happening.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dad, for that. Well, the truth is that he is a believer, loves Jesus, comes from a family of, I don't know what you call them. Artist, the Flying Wallendas.
Yeah,
tightrope walkers.
I forget the term, but yeah.
And his father, his grandfather passed away in Puerto Rico, an uncle and a cousin, all while performing. And this man walked across the Grand Canyon without a tether, which means he wasn't tied to anything to protect him from a fall, nor was there a net. A net. Talk about faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, CBN did a segment on him. I want you to listen up. Let's be encouraged by Nick Wallenda's story. Tight walker.
Daredevil Nick Wallenda completed a historic high wire walk across the Grand Canyon Sunday. He is the first person to cross the canyon, and he did so without a tether or a safety net.
Praise you, Jesus.
It took Nick Wallenda just 22 minutes to complete the daring walk across the Grand Canyon. The 34-year-old daredevil is a seventh-generation high-wire artist, part of the famous Flying Wallendas circus family, a clan that is no stranger to death-defying feats. In the 1970s, his great-grandfather, Carl, fell to his death during a performance in Puerto Rico. Several other family members, including a cousin and an uncle, have perished while performing wire-walking stunts. In an interview on CBN's 700 Club, Wallenda said he doesn't see his feats as that risky.
I don't see what I do as being more dangerous than a police officer. What I do is extremely calculated. I don't think God keeps me, holds me on the wire as I'm walking across. But God's given me a unique talent, and it's up to me whether I train properly for that.
As a devout Christian, he sees his talent and desire to perform as a gift from God.
There's no question in my mind that God has laid these desires in my heart to carry on this family industry. I think that God has given me a very unique talent, and I can use that to bring glory to his name.
And he says he does it all for a higher purpose.
It's so important to me that every time before I do any of these big events, I get in a circle and pray with my family, and I always say, you know, give God the glory. Let God get the glory out of what I'm doing. That is very, very important to me, that people, they don't praise Nick Wallenda, but they praise God for these amazing abilities. And I think that's part of showcasing like the Grand Canyon. To me, myself, it's hard to deny that there is a God when you see the Grand Canyon. That's my heart, and that's why I like to show these amazing places off around the world.
Wallenda says his next stunt will be a tightrope walk between the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building in New York. And you can see that full interview with Nick Wallenda at our website, cbnnews.com.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're seeing, you know, all over the world, athletes and just believers everywhere that are all doing what they do, exercising their talents and their gifts, all for who? For the glory of God. And I love that humility. Nick says, hey, it's not about me. I'm going to do what I do. I have a talent. I have a gift. This is a talent. I mean, these are trained professionals. They don't just get up there. This is not a crazy man who walks up there. Although it seems crazy what he's doing.
Yeah, a little bit
crazy. But they have there's training to this. There's hours of training and practicing and all those different things. And it's a gift. It's he's an artist, and to be able to put your gifting and your talents out there, all for the glory of the Lord, is really so beautiful. So many folks are getting attention for themselves, and it's nice to see that someone's willing to do that and say, "Look, I'm going to do this awesome thing," but it's all because of God who's in me, and I just want to point to Him.
Right.
And what a place, the Grand Canyon, absolutely beautiful. And just amazing. So, right. Way to go, Nick. His grandfather said that if you have a net, you're just conditioning yourself to fall.
Yeah, that's amazing.
No nets, just walk across. Walk across. Chris, you go first. But anyway.
Right. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month. $25 a month. $50 a month. Whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.